Hey guys, Will Durst here to say you gotta love Thanksgiving. You do, it's the law. And be honest, doesn't a little tryptophan poisoning amongst family sound pretty comforting right about now? Especially with Ebola-covered ISIS members slithering across the Mexican border carrying photos of Kim Kardashian's butt. Besides, this holiday isn't about greasing the wheels of capitalism with the fire hose of consumer debt, like that other one just down the road a piece. This one is about gluttony, pure and simple. So allow me to express my gratitude for the fourth Thursday in November, it being one of the little things that makes life worth living. Right up until Uncle Bud finally remembers what Grandpa said last year and all hell breaks loose. Nevertheless, here's a few more examples of what causes a middle-aged, round-headed political comic to get down on his knees and thank the maker. Barack Obama. His upcoming third year of the second term promises much bigger knockdown, drag-out fights with the Republicans, not to mention the Democrats. Chris Christie, for so generously providing we comedians with such a target-rich environment, including his Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade balloon float, which is the only one that is actual size. For Hillary Clinton, who since 1992 just keeps on keeping on, like the Energizer Bunny. Ted Cruz, for being crazier than Norman Bates after a quick dip in a psilocybin bath riddled with corn fungus. The newly elected 114th Congress. If you like the 113th Congress, you're gonna love these guys. Gridlock with poisonous talons at the end of tentacles. Black Friday creep for providing the requisite distraction we gluttons need to cop extra portions of turkey and pie. For the 22nd Amendment, which for 67 years has kept the American people from making the same mistake more than twice. For whoever is marrying Charles Manson, just because. For the state of Florida, just because. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.